have a pencil and paper handy, and your brain in gear.
Wake up to Wogan on Radio 2.
Linda from Northampton. I am your other listener. Steady, Linda. Steady. That's a claim not many would make. I fell for your voice many years ago. Drifting into my room, I imagined a tall, manly Adonis. And then I saw you on television. And that's when the headache started.
Terry Wogan.
Hey,
wake up.
Oi. Wake up.
The Battle of the Bulge goes on non-stop.
Am I on the air? It's, oh, it's sometime or other. Now then, you lot. Bear with me.
Bear with me.
Yes.
Okay, just
bear
with me.
Bear with me.
Bear with me a moment.
Yes,
if you would.
I'm reporting from a stationary position somewhere on the A40. If you could possibly cling to the wreckage until about 9:30.
This is the Terry Wogan Show on Radio 2.
I want you to spring from your bed and with a happy smile say after me. Top of the world, Ma. I'm podcasting.
Mrs. Hersey says we should join them for supper and a few games. They don't bother with television and most evenings have it off. And she said that Mr. Hersey would be happy to teach you what to do and said they usually manage to get through at least four rubbers.
Anyone hurt?
Aha, triumph.
Terry Wogan.
It's a sort of fruitless quest, this, isn't it, for the other listener? There's nobody out there. Can you hear me, Mother?
Nobody does it better.
You're tuned to the Easy Station. Easy? It's a piece of cake, mate.
Makes me feel sad.
Very good.
You like that, Jim?
Yes, you got it at the right speed and everything.
Well, nearly.
Nobody does it.
Is it me?
Half as good as you.
Is it me?
What's me, isn't it?
Baby, you're the best.
Alan Jones and Katie Mellower singing. We've had the most bids for this, and we'll probably never top this again. £250,000. Thanks to everybody who bids. Thanks to everybody who listens. I think it's the most exciting day I've ever spent on the radio. It's fantastic.
Before I started the Fight Down Flab, I was an overweight 80-year-old widow from Sunderland.
My voice hasn't been my fortune. My face and figure has been my fortune. My six-pack stomach, my racing snake figure.
Nobody does it better.
Something terrible happened just before I opened the microphone. That's really hard enough to work under these conditions. Bit of an accident. The good doctor has left such many memories on which we can thrill. While tears we shed, let it be said, knowing Wally was always a joy. Dear Paul, from here you may be gone, but you'll never, ever be forgotten. Oh boy.
It's our annual open air get together, al fresco, an evening of musical splendour here on London's Hyde Park. And look, thanks to everyone who's texted regarding my performance so far. I would remind you there's only two B's in rubbish.
So Terry Wogan has announced he's to step down as presenter of BBC Radio 2's breakfast show at the end of this year. That's after 16 years.
And this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my broadcasting career, to say goodbye to you in the mornings. But if not this year, when? I'd rather leave while we're in love, as the song says. While the programme is the most popular on British radio, while we still delight in each other's company. Have a very good day. And I'll see you tomorrow between 7:30 and 10 o'clock. I'm going to get an award now. Now, don't laugh. Don't laugh. It's true.